The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Hannah joins us for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I'm okay.
Hey, oh, good. What's are you having a problem with some other person in the world?
I am. That would be my fiance.
Oh, what's your fiance's name?
Jeremy.
And what dumb thing did Jeremy do?
So Jeremy is eating weed cookies.
He's eating wheat cookies or weed cookies?
Weed, like smoke the weed, get high kind of cookies.
Oh, he's okay. Huh. And did you not know that he's eating weed cookies?
Well, no, I didn't know that he's eating weed cookies. I knew that he used to smoke some marijuana, but he told me that he quit, and I had no idea until I accidentally ate one.
Oh, no.
Oh, you ate one of his weed cookies?
They're cookies. I mean, he left them out, and I did, and I had no idea what it was. I knew it didn't taste like normal cookie that I would bake, but I thought, like, he's a dude, so maybe he didn't make it as good as I did. And I started to kind of freak out and have this weird feeling, and I called him in a panic and asked him, like, why, like, did he make these cookies? Did he buy these cookies? And then he laughed it off, like, calm down, it's weed. Like, what the hell?
Are you mad that you accidentally ate the weed cookie or that he's still eating weed cookies?
I'm mad at the whole situation.
The whole situation.
Both,
okay,
probably.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I just feel like he should have told me. And I mean, I don't want to be married to a drug addict. So,
no.
I mean, it offended me that he's not sharing this with me and I'm going to be his wife. And then I ate the cookie.
Right. I mean, like, okay.
It's just crazy. I could have died.
Should have given you a heads up at least.
Right. All right, dude, I'm a little shocked, by the way, Hannah. If you'd eaten the cookie, I thought you'd be a lot calmer.
No.
But let's call him and find out what's going on, shall we?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Bruh, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm okay, bro. Who's this?
Bro, it's Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Please stop saying bro.
Oh, nice, dude. What can I do for you?
Hey.
Hey, we've also got your fiance Hannah on the line.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey. Yeah. Megan, you tell. This is your department,
Jeremy.
Megan.
Jeremy. Hannah told us she accidentally ate one of your weed cookies, and she's a little bit annoyed with this whole situation. Is there a reason? Is there a reason why you didn't like tell her that you were doing that, or that, you know, it's possible she could eat one and it would be drugs in it?
Wait a second. We're on the radio.
That's correct. That's how these radio shows work.
Hannah, what are you doing?
Jimmy, we could not come to an agreement with this, and so I mean, hopefully, Megan, I at least have you on my side.
Megan would be more on Jeremy's side, just FYI. But I'm on your side, Hannah.
I definitely think he should have told her because that's, like, really messed up.
I really don't see this as such a big deal. Like, nothing happened.
I mean,
Jeremy, you're not telling me that you're even eating these. I don't think that you're still smoking pot. I mean, I guess you're technically not smoking it.
Nope.
I feel like you're lying to me. And nor do I want to marry a drug addict.
I'm not a drug addict. Oh, my God.
Jeremy, when was the last time you ate a weed cookie?
Probably yesterday.
Like, yesterday?
Okay, hang on one second, you two.
Yeah, and I ate one.
Right, and you ate one, yeah. No, we want to stress that point.
Yeah, we got
and
that.
Jeremy, you don't think it's a big deal because you never said that there wasn't weed in the cookies. Is that your argument?
Yeah, and she clearly didn't die.
Right, clearly
she's not dead.
So what the hell's your problem, Hannah? Hang on, 340-9595. WAPE, hi, who's this?
Mackenzie.
Hey, Mackenzie, what do you want to say about these weed cookies?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why she's freaking out so bad. I mean, yeah, I probably should have told her, but at the same point in time, he's not a drug addict because he ate a weed cookie.
But, I mean, he eats them on the... I mean, if you make weed cookies and eat them regularly, I mean... Kind of a druggie.
Not really. Drugs is more like cocaine, methamphetamines, alcohol, tobacco, things you're addicted to. You can't be addicted to weed. There's no way.
I mean, I kind of agree with that. I feel like
big shock.
Well,
there.
I just, when I think of a drug addict, I think of like someone who's addicted to pills or someone who like shoots up heroin. That those are like all really terrible things. So, marijuana is not that bad.
Is okay. So for instance, weed does not harm the body like everything else harms and damages your body.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've met a lot of people who smoke weed in college, and they seem like their bodies are harmed. Mostly their minds.
Well, stop talking to them when they're stoned.
Thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. I mean, they call them burnouts for a reason, folks. Christy from Middleburg. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys?
Great, Christy. What do you want to say about this dude leaving his weed cookies laying around and his fiance ate one?
Well, I think she's been a little overdramatic. He should have told her that they were there, but calling him a drug dealer is a bit much. If the most she has to worry about is him having a pot cookie every once in a while. But I don't think she's really looking at it like she should. She's actually fortunate. That's all she has to worry about.
She's fortunate if all she has to worry about is accidentally eating a pot cookie? What if she has to go take a urine test for, I don't know, a job or something?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, like I said, he should have told her, but her calling him a drug addict just because he likes to have a pot cookie every once in a while isn't that big of a deal.
But I think it's very bizarre that your fiance is not sharing these things with you. Like, he should be telling her that he's into it or that he like, makes them or does it or whatever.
Right,
like,
he's keeping it a secret.
That's the weird part.
Look at this. There's several signs of addiction. First of all, he's keeping it a secret. Second of all, he does it daily. Third of all, he sounds like a friggin' drug addict.
I don't think he sounds like a pothead. He sounds a little shaggy-ish. But I really don't think that it's like he's a drug addict. But I do.
Yeah,
as you,
I don't think so neither.
I do think that he should have told her, give your significant other a heads up on something like that, especially if it's laying around in a house that you live in together.
Yeah, like, hey, baby, heads up. Don't eat those cookies unless you want like the best day ever. Hey, Liz from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you today?
Great, Liz. What do you think about this bizarre scenario?
So I think her calling him a drug addict is a little much, but as for being pissed, I'd be pissed he didn't tell me that there was weed in them cookies, because if she has to take a drug test, she's not only fired, she could lose so much more. So
yeah.
He should have told her that, and him not telling her about the weed cookies, that's a little worrisome too, because if you're engaged with someone, you should be being honest. Although
right.
I can almost understand why he didn't tell her, because she sounds a little judgmental with he's a drug addict for having a weed cookie.
But she needs to be able to understand if that's something that he like does or wants to do. At least he's being honest with her. Like the wrong part is he didn't tell her and then she just ate it.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether or not she has to take a drug test, that's messed up.
Sometimes I'll eat regular cookies though and not tell my wife because I know she'll like yell at me. So
No more cookies, Mark.
I kind of understand that part. Like, why are you eating cookies? It's after 7 p.m. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
After six, it sticks.
That's right.
That's the rule, you know?
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
Okay.
So I've heard that from my wife. Cammy from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, what'd you want to say, Cammy?
I basically was wanting to know, I mean, she knew before she got engaged to him probably that he smoked pot. I would say that that would not be a drug addict. She already knew the circumstances. He's leaving and laying around, but yeah, maybe he should have let her know.
I mean, she's under the impression that he doesn't smoke pot anymore, which she said, I mean, he's eating cookies, which does, I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Right.
Especially if you accidentally burn the cookies and then the smoke fills up your kitchen, because then you can get like a nice contact high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're labeled. It's not like he labeled them or anything. But
right.
At the same time, I see the point with her saying that she had to go take like a drug test or something. But then by then, it should probably already be out of her system anyway if she only ate one.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Sure. Drink a lot of water. Sweat a lot.
I'm a little shocked at number one, how many drug experts we have that listen to this show.
Why
Dude,
are you shocked?
If she, you know what? Never mind. I retract. You know what? Everyone apparently thinks that she's overreacting. So let's just talk to them. Well, Hannah, surprisingly, a lot of folks are understanding of Jeremy, and people are saying it's like medicine. You really just need to calm down. It's pretty much legal anyway.
I don't agree that I need to calm down about it, but I see how some people could think it's not that big of a deal, but your fiance doesn't lie to you and then still do drugs and then be so careless to leave something out for you to eat. So I mean, I appreciate everyone's feedback, which is why we called, but that's not what I expected.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy, did you any final thoughts from you?
I think North Florida came through for me.
Righteous.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. All right, hang on. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back. Go North Florida.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.